Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy Tuesday to you. Okay, yep. I did not get the singing gene in my family at all. Like, nope. Nope, 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 no singing from me, no singing from me. But good morning, everyone. I am Sybil, aka Mom Joan. Let me fix my clothes. I am the creator and owner here at Mamas and Coffee. Fixing my clothes this morning, y'all. Fixing my clothes. Today I'm kind of lounging a little bit. Looking all kind of crazy today, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It is all good. Actually, look, I'm not going to say I'm not looking crazy. I think I'm looking cute. I'm looking cute on this Tuesday morning with my little pink top and my little hoodie on, chilling. I'm going to go walking today, so I'm dressed for that. But anywho, good morning. Again, I am Sybil, aka Mom Jones. I am the creator and owner of mamasandcoffee.com, the face behind this page, as well as the face behind the fabulous Facebook group, Mamas and Coffee. If you're not in that group, I invite you to join us. We have real, raw, random conversations about love, life, family, and home. We are there for support. We are there to have fun. We are there to love on you. We are just there. So come on over and join us. But anywho, I come here live every Tuesday and Thursday to talk to you about whatever randomness comes to mind. Okay. So let me go ahead and get started. Question. Do you feel overwhelmed? Are you overwhelmed? Are you that person that every single day you seem like you are just on this hamster wheel with so much going on? You don't know where to begin. You don't know how to end. You just feel overwhelmed. Like your life is just overwhelmed. Well, I am here to tell you that I need you to get together. Need you get together. Because we don't want to be overwhelmed on the daily. Heck to the nah. Do not get overwhelmed on a daily. Now there comes times in your week or in your month that you may be overwhelmed because you have more things that you have to do, things that are on your plate, things that come up that you have to tend to. But you can control, yes, I said it, you can control how much goes on your plate each day to ensure that you're not overwhelming yourself. Do you know, or are you that person, because you may be that individual, who feels like you are doing the best thing ever because you stay busy? Like from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, that you are busy. You are ripping and running. You are doing things. You are helping people. You are out there saving the world. But then when you sit down, you're like, crap, I'm just overwhelmed. I never have time to do anything for myself. I never have time to rest. If you enjoy that, hats off to you. But honey, baby, sweetie, that ain't no way to live, okay? Hope I'm the person with usually too much energy and not want to do what I'm supposed to do. I'd rather do the opposite. Oh, Brittany, I understand that too. I understand that too. But I have a question for you, Brittany. Do you take time to chill out and relax? Yeah, so here at Mamas and Coffee, one of the things that I talk a lot about is self-love and self-care. Self-care, specifically being me time, that everyone taking a little bit of me time. And when we feel overwhelmed and when we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed, we miss that little piece of me time. And look, I know there's that saying of you can rest when you dead. And you will rest when you dead, but don't kill yourself by being overwhelmed and having too much on your plate on a daily basis. You know, I tell people, so Brittany, like you said that you have too much energy and doing other things than what you're supposed to be doing. Maybe, girlfriend, you focus on what it is that you need to be doing. And I don't mean that. That probably sounded really bad. I don't mean so. Britt knows what I mean. Britt knows what I mean. But for those who don't know what I mean, what I am saying is, it's like when we talk to our kids, right? I know for me, I tell my kids, get up and do what you need to do, and then have the rest of the day for you to have fun and blow off all that energy. So for you, Brittany, it may be get up in the morning and do the things that you must do each day. Now, if you're in my Facebook group, Mamas and Coffee, every single morning, the first Monday through Friday, the first post of the day is what must you do? And I ask everyone to focus only on three things, their top three things that they must do. And the reason that I focus on those, on only on the top three, is so you do not become overwhelmed, right? We like to make lists. How many of my, I'm sorry if you hear the noise in the background, my husband's in the kitchen. We like to make lists, but how many times have you had like 50 things on your list? And you're like, I'm gonna get all of these things done today. Why are you trying to do 50 things in one day? Like, what are you doing? Now you're tired, now you're frustrated, now you're snapping off on everybody because you have way too much that you need to do. Now, I've asked people this question, like, where are you on your list? Oh, I don't have time. I don't have time for me. Well, I'm gonna tell you right now that you should always be first on your list. You say, I have too much to do. I'm overwhelmed and I'm too tired to focus on myself. We want to change that. We want to change that this year. We want to change that now, as a matter of fact. So, if you feel that you're overwhelmed on a daily basis, I challenge you today to pull out your little notebook, your piece of paper, or on your phone, and jot down everything that you were doing today, everything that you needed to do, everything that you wanted to do, and everything that someone else asked of you that added more onto your plate. Because what usually happens is that we get overwhelmed because we have a plan for our day, but we allow outsiders, outside influences, to add additional things to us, which overwhelm us. So Thursday, we're going to talk a little bit about how you can cut back on being overwhelmed on a daily basis, okay? Because, again, if you're overwhelmed once in a while, that's fine, but I don't know about you, but I don't like to be overwhelmed on a daily basis. I don't like it. And Cindy, girlfriend, I need you to stop being super busy. Look, I have a mug that says, don't be crazy busy, be crazy fun. And I'm gonna share that mug with y'all. I'm gonna drop it in the comments after this. Don't be crazy busy. Why? Why do we want to be super busy? I'm gonna tell you, being busy gets you doesn't get you a cookie. Doesn't get you a cookie at all. I'm gonna share a little bit of wisdom with you. A little bit of wisdom. My granny, y'all know my granny, her what she says is golden, right? I remember I'd call my granny, Granny, what you doing? What you doing? It'd be like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. And she would tell me, oh, I've washed the bed linens, cleaned up the kitchen from breakfast, and and then took a nap. And I would always laugh, right? Now, she had done more by 7, 8 o'clock in the morning than I had because I was still just rolling out the bed. But she was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I asked her, "Were you taking a nap?" She said, "Yes, I got up, I cooked breakfast, I took the sheets off the bed, washed those, and cleaned up the kitchen, and now it's time for me to rest. And when I get up from my nap, I will then make lunch, clean up from lunch, and then I'm gonna get back over here on the couch and watch a little bit of TV. And then I'm gonna get dinner started, eat dinner, clean up from dinner, and I'm gonna get back over there on the couch and rest." And her key, the key thing, the common thing was that she always made sure that she rested. She didn't wait until just for bedtime to rest. She always made sure she took time for herself in her way. So I say to you, and she, you know, said, "You don't need to be busy all the time, but so you don't need to be busy all the time. Sit down. Sit down. Take a load off. What are you doing? Babies, let them sit there on the floor and play. They can sit there and play. You ain't gotta be right there on top of them." When my kids were babies, when they take a nap, you take a nap. You don't need to be in there trying to clean up. Rest. You do not have to be busy all the time. Do not overwhelm yourself. So, like I said, Thursday, we're going to talk about how you're going to stop being overwhelmed and stop being so busy all the time. I have a couple of things that I'm going to drop for you so you can understand and hopefully you implement. But for today, I want you to pull out that piece of paper, pull out your phone, whatever, and I want you to write down all that you're doing in one day. What are you doing? And why are you doing it? Why do you feel that every day has to be crazy busy? And we're going to think about it. We're going to talk about it. So join me back here on Thursday. I'm going to drop the mug here for y'all. I think it's a cute little mug. Don't be crazy busy. Be crazy fun. So anywho, you guys have a wonderful, blessed day. I will see you guys on Thursday. Be sure to like, love. Don't give me no angry faces. Share this with your family and friends, and I will chat with you later. Bye. Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Happy, 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 happy Thursday to you out there in Facebook land. If you are listening to this on the podcast, if you are watching this on our YouTube channel, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you are reviewing this, hello from Mom Jones. Hey guys, I am Sybil, aka Mom Jones. I am the creator and owner of mamasandcoffee.com, the face behind this page, Mom Jones. Also, I am the lady behind the fabulous, marvelous group, Mamas and Coffee. If you are not part of that group, I invite you to join us. I also invite you to follow me here at Facebook at Mom Jones. Follow me at Instagram at Mom Jones. And you can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm there as Sybil Jones, Sybil Roddy Jones, as a matter of fact. I believe my username on LinkedIn is Sybil Talks because Sybil Jones was already taken. And I was like, okay, let me do Sybil Talks because I like to talk. But anywho, let's dive into our second part of our overwhelmed talk that we started on Tuesday. So if you missed that, I invite you to go back and watch it. If you are listening to this on YouTube or on the podcast, then you have already listened to part one, and now you are listening to me at part two. But anywho, today I want to dive into talking about how you can kind of alleviate that overwhelm feeling. And the first thing I'm going to tell you to do is you must know what your limits are. So if you did my exercise that I mentioned Tuesday of jotting, pulling out that piece of paper or your phone or your computer, whatever it is, and jotting down things that you have to do, all the things that you fill your day up with, all the things you fill your week, your month, your year up with. If you wrote those things down, you are seeing what you are trying to pack into a 24-hour time period, and you need to say, is that too much? Well, no, do I need to turn this light on? I may need to turn my light on. Sorry. You need to take a look at how much you really have going on in your day. We think that we are like doing great things because we are constantly busy, and that isn't true. If you are just crazy busy all the time, you probably need to learn to task others. We don't like that word task, we don't like that word delegate, but especially if you are a mom and you are raising children, you have a family, you can task, you can delegate certain household duties to the rest of the people in your family. If your kids, dusting, you can give your little ones the socks and put on their hands, and they can, rub it around on the table and let them dust. If you have kids that are a little bit older, I will tell you, my kids clean the kitchen every night. Yes, I delegated that to them, and that allows me to be able to have that end of the night time to rest and relax and get my mind right for the next day. So if you have older children, give them chores, delegate that stuff. Your spouse, ask them to help out. You've got to communicate what you need. So, tell them, hey, babe, I really appreciate if you could, maybe tackle the bathrooms on Saturdays, turn that music on and the entire household start doing some Saturday chores or whatever. My husband is usually the one on me about that. He's like, we're going to do him and my youngest daughter. They're like, we're going to do it. I'm like, yeah, okay. I tend to sneak away, but those, including the entire family and things, will help alleviate some of that feelings of being overwhelmed. The other thing that you can do, and this is what we do in our group, I mentioned it a little bit on Tuesday. Every morning I do a post and we focus on our top three things that we must do. Now, you might have five things that you need to do that day, but we focus on the top three. So those top three things are non-negotiables. You must do those things, right? So those are probably, they're the most important. So if you make a list, not mentally, I used to think, if I make a mental list, I will be able to keep track of what I need to get done. But I wasn't. I like totally sucked at it. But I started writing down what I needed to accomplish each day, and I could go back and I could look at it. And, it's something about marking things off your list. And I'll be honest with you, I only focus on 3 to 5 things a day. I feel like there's 5 days in the week. If I'm doing 3 things a day, that is a total of 15 for the week. That's a lot. Okay. All right. Also, you do that with work. When you're working, I'm sure sometimes you feel overwhelmed at work. Make yourself a list of things that you are going to do for that day. And those are the things that you are focusing on. So for me with work, I jot down what I am focusing on. And if someone asks additional things for me to do that day, I have to make that judgment call on, is it that important? I'll do it, but it may not go on that list until tomorrow, because I want to ensure that there is a balance and that I'm not overwhelming, excuse me, myself. Right, because when you start feeling overwhelmed, like that becomes a mental thing, stress, like you feel it in your shoulders. I will tell you, I started having a lot of shoulder pain, and I'm like, what? Why is my shoulder hurting so much? And it was stress, because I was starting to be overwhelmed with everything, with life, and it was because I was allowing others to pack things onto my day, right? I wasn't doing it. Oh, I was doing it. It was me. It was my fault because I was allowing others to pile things on my plate. Which that leads me to, so you have your must-do list, right? And like I said, 3 to 5 things. You don't have to do 20 things a day. Like, we ain't doing 20 things a day. We ain't doing 20. We ain't doing 20 things a day. It's gonna be between 3 to 5 things because when you think about it, for me, if I have 3 things that I must do for my household, for my family, boom. If I have things that I have to do for work, boom, right? That is my day right there. I ain't trying to be busy 24 hours a day. Okay, so as I said, you have. Let me go back. I said, the stress, just feeling overwhelmed, and I was allowing other people to pile on my plate. Which that leads me to my other point of what you have to learn to do. This leads me to the point of what you have to start doing. Because again, when you start. People, because we say people, this is what we say, because I'm guilty. Well, so and so put this on my plate to do. So and so wanted me to do this. So and so wanted me to do that. Well, I, Sybil, aka Mom Jones, allowed so and so to put it on my plate, right? Right? I'm a grown woman. I allowed my kid to put that extra trip to the mall on my plate. I allowed my husband to have me running to the store for that extra trip. I allowed, something at work to go on my plate. It's we allow those things. Yes, at work you have a job to do and you got to get it done. But that doesn't mean that you can't say, yeah, no, not today. I do it tomorrow, right? If it's not an emergency, I do it tomorrow. I tell people all the time, your emergency isn't my emergency, right? So I'm like, hey, you wait, that's on you. I don't know what to tell you. So when people start adding those things on your plate, you're really adding them. And so you have to learn to say, no. There are times that you need to say no. There are times that you can say, I'll get to it tomorrow. There are times that you can say, I will take a look at that next week. There are times that you'll say, we'll revisit this. But it is okay to say the word no. Yes, we must take ownership of what's happening to us. It is okay to say that word no. You can say no to your spouse. You can say no to your children. You can say no to your other family. You can say no to your friends. You can say no to work. Now, again, there's boundaries with everything, right? There's limits to everything. I'm not saying that you tell your boss, no, I ain't, right? But there are times that you can say, okay, yes, you sent me that, I'll take a look at that tomorrow. It's okay. It's okay. Because otherwise, you become overwhelmed. Now, I'm going to speak at this from a mom's perspective, okay? From mom experience here. We have to work our non-negotiables or we will be no bueno for. Yes, exactly, Shauna. She was like, we have to work our non-negotiables or we will be no bueno for everyone's we don't take care when we don't take care of ourselves. Exactly. We will run on empty. Have you ever been in a car and you drive in that car, you have a full tank of gas, and that car is just like zipping, right? It gets to half a tank, it's still zipping around, you're still feeling good about driving that car. It get down to a fourth of tank of gas, and then oh, thank you, girl. Thank you. Thank you. She told me that my hair looks beautiful. She said, side note, your hair looks super beautiful. And look, I'm gonna have a side note on this. You see how I was like, oh, thank you, girl. Mm-hmm. Compliments. We're gonna talk about this too. Learn to take a compliment. When somebody compliments you, you thank you. Mm-hmm, thank you. It is okay to feel good when someone gives you a compliment. Because oftentimes we'd be like, oh, well, thank you. Okay. But let me focus. Let me focus, E Nanny Link know that I am like random as all get out. She know you have a conversation with me over here in the chat. I am going like just fear off. I love E-Nanny Link. If you guys, look, hold on, let me do a plug real quick. E-Nanny Link, you need to go check her out at enannylink.com. Go check her out. She is awesome, 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 awesome. Has lots of great resources. Go check her out, okay? But you have to learn to say no. You cannot run on an empty cup. So back to the car, the gas thing. So you have a full tank of gas, your car is zipping along. You have a half a tank, your car still zipping along, and you feeling good about zipping around in that car, right? Get down to a fourth of tank, you start feeling a little funny. You feel a little weird about things. But you still just zipping around. And the car is zipping around. Everything seems fine. Everything seems fine with the car because it's still driving and starts zipping. But then that fourth tank, you know, it starts creeping down and that car starts puttering. Like, have you ever been in a car? You ever been in a car and then it just starts driving really weird and it, and then it is out of gas. It's out of gas, but it has told you, it has been giving you the warning. It's the light has come on. It started puttering a little bit, and that is you. When you are overwhelmed, you zipping around. You get to the habit. You still zipping, but you feeling some kind of way when you get to like that fourth tank. But then you puttering, and everybody around you sees that you about to lose your shit, right? They see it because you puttering. Because you're almost on empty, and that puttering is you snapping off at your family, snapping off on your kids. You lose your mind and cuss your boss out. And you nobody told you to be overwhelmed and cuss your boss out. We told you to say no, or we told you to say, I'll take a look at it tomorrow, because you already have your list for today, right? So those are the things that you should be doing, not almost on empty and losing your doggone mind. So don't be overwhelmed. Do not allow yourself to be overwhelmed. Stop putting the blame elsewhere. Stop putting the blame, because I'm a mom and my circle are also moms. You know, well, I'm just really tired and frustrated and I don't have time because I have to take my kid to this and this and this and this and this. Nobody told you to put your kid in 10 things. Nobody told you to do that. Nobody told you to do that. You did that. because they asked to be in dance, to be in soccer, to be in baseball, to be in cheer, to be... So, you... No. You choose one thing. You can do one thing. It's three of y'all and one me. Each of you get one thing. Don't overwhelm your life. Don't try to change the world in 24 hours. Take your time. Make sure that you can breathe. Make sure that you are resting. Make sure that you are taking me time. How do you combat being overwhelmed. It is you taking a look and planning out your day. It is you saying the word no. And it is you making sure that you are filling up your cup every single day. You have to fill your cup. No one's going to fill your cup for you. And I'm going to say this, and this is going to sound like really harsh to some of you, but we just going to go right there. I hear it. I used to say it. I said it for like 2 weeks, and then I had to get my life together with the quickness because my husband put me in check and my granny put me in check. This is when my kids, when I first had my oldest daughter, my granny put me in check. And if you guys have listened to me for a while, you know that Helen Louise Roddy, she is all the wisdom that I have gained. My mom has given me great wisdom too, but they ain't nothing like that granny wisdom. And she like, how you not resting your husband's fault? That's your fault. Sit your butt down. You got a baby? Okay, I get it. The baby up at night. But when that baby go to sleep during the daytime, you lay down take a nap too. You mad at your husband when he come in from work? And he, because my husband, I don't know about y'all, but my husband would come in from work and then he would like disappear for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he was coming in, he's in the Navy. And at that time he was on subs. We were stationed in Kings Bay, Georgia. If you've ever been around the United Air, they stink. Like they're just like that stench in their uniforms. And I would get so mad because he would come home and he would go in the room and he'd be there for like 30 minutes. And his thing was, he was getting out of his uniform, taking a shower. He always greeted me first, and he still to this day, well, he's been working from home, but when he ends his work day, he comes in, it's like he's been at work all day, and he comes and he gives me a kiss, asks me how I'm doing, and then he greets the kids, right? And that was the same that he was doing then. He would come in, he would, you know, give me a kiss, and, you know, goo goo gaga with the baby and then go get ready. But I was like, well, he should come in here right away. And because for me, I was tired. I was overwhelmed. And my husband was like, I just want to come in and take a shower. You just tell me, you know, what you need me to do after I get that shower. And I call my granny. You know, and she, Bootsy, a man's been at work all day. He's been at work all day. He coming in. He want to get cleaned up for you. Let him get cleaned up for you. And if you need him to sit with the baby, you need to communicate that with him. But I was the cause of all of my feelings of being overwhelmed. I felt like I had to do everything around the house. And when I finally said, dear, this is what I need, cool. And I also had to let it go that he wasn't going to do it the way that I did, right? Because that's another thing that we do as women. We get ourselves in these situations on the home front because they don't do it like we do it. And then we're just, again, overwhelmed with things. It's the same with our kids. We say, well, our kid isn't going to clean the kitchen the way that we want the kitchen cleaned, or they're not going to do the laundry the way that we want the laundry done. You show them how to do it. Honestly, I don't even care. I don't care how they clean the kitchen anymore, as long as the kitchen is clean. As long as I don't wake up and they sticky, dirty counters. You cleaned them? Okay. All right. This is what you use to clean them. You show them, boom, you're good. But don't allow yourself to be overwhelmed. Don't use that excuse that other people are piling things on you. You can speak up and say no. You can speak up and say, I need help. You can say, all right, great, put that there. I'll take a look at that tomorrow. You can tell your kids, no, sweetie, mommy's not going to have you in four activities at one time. You can let your spouse know, hey, I could really use some help with this. I know you've been at work all day, but can we do this on Saturday? Can we make this a family affair on Saturday? And last but not least, make sure you are filling up your cup every day. When I think of me time, I think of 15 to 60 minutes a day. Stop saying that you don't have time to take care of yourself. Okay? Self-care includes you getting those doctor's appointments. I need to make a doctor's appointment. I've had a cough that I cannot get rid of that is getting worse. I've had this cough since 2014. I think it was 2014. I was in Japan and I got this cough. I've been to the doctor numerous of times, and now I'm like, you know what? Everything that you have given me, it is not working. And this cough is getting worse. So as a matter of fact, today I'm going to make a phone call to the doctor to get myself another doctor's appointment to have this checked out. You need to make sure you are taking care of yourself. In that sense, you need to make sure that you are treating yourself. But when I think of me time, I think of it, not the doctor, not when getting a mani and pedi, not that. When I say me time, I mean you taking 15 to 60 minutes a day to do something you enjoy doing. That may be you sitting on the couch. That may be you reading a book. That may be you taking a nap. That may be you going for a walk. That may be you watching your favorite sitcom. Whatever it is about you. No one else is involved. No one else, no one else is involved. It is just about you. And that is you giving yourself that time to refill your cup. When your cup, and I'm going to be doing a talk about this in March, that I will be releasing that event for in the next week. That is you refilling your cup and letting everyone else get that overflow, right? You need, before you can help anyone else, you need to have your cup filled and overflowing, not just filled to the top. You need it filled and overflowing, and everyone else gets that overflow. That is what you need to be giving to everyone else. And I know we talk about you've got to be there for others, you've got to care for others, and you do. You have to love others, you got to care for others, you need to be there to support others, but you've got to support yourself first. You have to care for yourself first. You have to take care of yourself first. Okay, that's my spiel of overcoming that feeling of being overwhelmed. Anywho, thank you guys for watching. I am going to drop a link here. It is my Buy Me a Coffee link. And with the Buy Me a Coffee, it is a way that you can show your love, your appreciation, back to Mama's a Coffee. You could donate $3 of buying me a cup of coffee. You can buy me one cup of coffee, three cup of coffee, five cup of coffee, two cup of coffee, 20 cup of coffee, whatever. Or you can become an annual supporter of Mama's and Coffee. And when you become an annual supporter, you get messages from me directly in your inbox, videos from me, as well as you will also get free access to my coffee talks. Those will be included for you. I'm also going to be doing just for supporters, Zoom talks that we can just come on and just chit chat about anything random. So yeah, so I'm going to drop that here in the link. Go check it out. Thank you very much for watching, and I will see you later. Remember to know you, be you, and love you. Okay, I need to hit end. I don't know. I'm always like, you're just sitting here, Sybil. Hit the end button. All right, thank you.